I'm going to leave all of this in, by the way.
Oh, no, don't do not, please. No.
I'm going to leave.
Kwame, no. This is not time for BTS. Like, look, no, please.
Okay. Let's go. But it's going to be minimal editing. So just know, say, this will be raw. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. Yes, listen, we told you was going to do it. We told you. Oh, we are weekly. It is not a facade. It's not. Listen, I know some of you are walking around with doubts in your hearts. The notifications pulled up on you and you are like, oh, all we can say to you is, it's happening soon, it's happening soon. Yes. Anyway, listen, it's an exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. The one and only podcast that dwells in your heart. And before I go any further, I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. And guess what? I don't have to shout out nobody else, because the man himself is here. So you will not be hearing me and shout out to Mr. Khan in the one sense. You'll not be hearing it on the app one and over the, some episodes you hear it because he's here.
I am here in the flesh, and you'll be hearing my voice often. So yeah,
you know, I have been told by many people that you have, like, your voice is very sexual.
Hey. Where did that come from?
Well, I've been in many places where they're like, oh, like, I feel like, you know, because you've been on the podcast, and even I swear, I'm sure, if you go into the YouTube comments, you find something. I've seen that or heard that somewhere.
Niggas, Mati. We thank God.
That is crazy, Kwame. Okay. Look, so on this episode, I think we should run them through the structure. Honestly, yes. Let's run them through the structure.
Yes.
Like, what a new car. So, the manual. When you say Mugana for Montan Kai manual, you just take the thing. Oh my God. And that's a mitri yet.
You just keep quiet the whole time. You continue.
I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta bring you back. Okay, see. So yeah, let's run them through it. So what we're gonna be doing is the first segment is gonna be hot topics, y'all. We're gonna be talking about what is going on. You know, Nancy, as a Ghanaian pop culture scene, are you butu? There's always many players on the playing field. So say, oh, fun news, Nakra, you have to pick on, like, maybe our interest. Because, bitch, you will get some everywhere.
Oh yeah,
it's a lot. Like, it's, I don't know. It feels like 2004 all over again. So many things are going on. So we're gonna start with the hot topics, and then after that, we're gonna be talking about the main episode title, the topic. You know, the reason why, hey, the top pick, yes, the pick that you came here for, because you, yeah. Anyway, we should tell them the title because, like, they've seen it, right? We're gonna be talking about Valentine's Day. You know, the whole idea of Valentine's Day, our first experience with Valentine's Day, our perception of Valentine's Day, how it was like in SHS. Like, we'll run you through the timeline and then what we think of it now and all of that. And then we're going to end with a lovely listener letter. Which, by the way, Kwame, so we've looked at the letters, right? We wanted to, like, you know, produce it a little bit. And Kwame, you said between one and the other.
Yes, I saw all the letters. I picked two, but I don't know which one to go with. So we'd have to decide, I guess, on the fly, which between the two of them, which one we should go with.
Wait, you chose the mother eating
the mother eating the edible, and then
which one?
The office palaver matter, like the one where you go.
Kwame. Between those two, which one do you like? And I'm only asking because I received another letter today, and I think you are going to like it. But here's the thing. You can pick between these two, or we can scrap these two and just have faith and know that the one I'll read on the episode will still gag you. So what's your choice?
I'll trust your judgment and we'll go with the one that just came.
Hey, I'm good at you. Oh, are you ready? Okay, so yeah, like, let's get straight into it.
Bye. I feel started this one, sir. Sing it, damn it. Boys have bread all week. Miss it. Yeah, time is money. I did watch the bezel. Dance with the devil. He know they my level. Two left feet, boys, I bread all week. No rest for the weary and ambition, no they sleep. Not about image, not about gimmicks. All lyrics, they feel it. This is only scrimmage. Cup filleth over. Now me thanks for the spillage. Trying to raise my young king, might take a village. Benada, mimini da ukuada. Almost see I'm in to our buada. I shoot you got between Benz and Okada. Sika Semsi, you can't tell me nada. Devil wears Prada, angels wear wings. I'm the new king, kula kula, bow down, kiss the ring. I do it to myself, while I'm too, while I'm my flow straight, yours bow-legged. Alanta, I know they fear against, just against the build character. On Twitter, leaving bloodstains to 140 characters. Sing it, damn it.
I know go lie you.
Kwame. Oh, that's a one in another scene. What a one in another scene.
Charlie, a lot. Like you said, a lot. Between Agrada and Abutreka, I don't know.
Can we?
I don't know which one to start with.
First of all, I just want to point out that the last time, on last week's episode, I spoke about Abutreka's lawyer. I don't know who I saw, but it was a guy. You know what? Maybe I have been a victim of misinformation, because these days the captions would just, you know, do you in. Because I swear I saw a video of people outside a courthouse, and there was a man, and they said Abutreka's lawyer defending something. I don't know. Maybe it was a skit, because I read the man for filth last week, and then I found out that Baker Vomawo Oliver is one of his lawyers. He has like three lawyers or something, and I saw a photo, and none of them. Inti, I don't know if I didn't speak right. I'm sorry, y'all.
I think I will retract it. Saga, hey, stick to baby, your guns.
It's a slippery slope out there, my baby. So anyway, listen, do you know that there's a whole little speculation going on that like Agrada like has not been in jail?
You know, I'm not surprised, because see, the video I saw when she got down from the car in her white heading into the court, Benny, it was looking well like well-fed.
Yes! Her face was fuller. She looked at peace. Like she hasn't had to perform in like 42 days. She has just been Patricia. You know, like she's just been, she looks at peace.
No, Patricia.
I would dare to say, if I looked into her eyes, it looked like somebody that was actually didn't want to come out. She's like, yes, not this again. Now I have to go. She's basically now counting down to when she has to go back to the wig, the makeup, and writing jokes to make y'all laugh. Oh my God. No, because you see, in the earlier days when she was going to her first earlier court appearances, they never showed her face. She was always veiled. And I remember I saw, you know, Lollipop. You know Lollipop?
No, I don't. Who's that?
Oh, you don't know Nana Ewa, Lollipop.
I don't know who Lollipop is.
Oh my God, he's this guy on TikTok. He's really funny. His whole thing is like he insults people really well. And he was like, oh fuck, I forgot what I was talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the main podcast, I would have had to edit this, but oh dear, let's give him a chance.
No, you guys, I have like brain farts quite a lot. I don't know what it is, but Kwame, bring me back on course.
Lollipop, Mama Pat, aka Patricia, yes, looking
so
well-fed.
What it was, I saw a video that Lollipop did, and Lollipop was like, hey guys, every single time that Agrada has gone to court, her face has been covered. We are sure, say, Abai, one on one, I'm gonna that video. So that was when I realized that, oh, there's a whole section of people that are like, oh, the babe never went to jail. So when she showed up for a court appearance, I was like, girl, Uma Bobrisky down. Uma never went to jail, never been in there. What is that? Who is she?
Because, no, she was, as it would be our core vacation, as I left the country, went to, you know, do Kumbaya, and I'm coming back. Because
you
Ghana jail, looking like that.
Do you know what I heard? So, not to say this is what she did necessarily, but, you know, disclaimer, y'all, please. A friend of mine told me that, you know, the prisoners or whatever, allegedly, the prison wardens or whatever, like, they have these flats that they've built for them, right?
Mm.
And some of them rent it out to high profile inmates. So they're not in jail. They're in somebody's flat and like they're making money.
Interesting. I see how that could be possible, allegedly. Yeah.
You know, because of the low wages that they pay our public, you know, like
workers. People,
I feel like if we really want to try to get police to be a little bit decent, because a part of it is also a Ghanaian problem in terms of like our socialization. You know, we're not too far behind Nigeria with the biggie biggie. So let's hold on to the smoke that we have for them. Like y'all are not too far behind. We beg here to. Please. Nowadays, when you go to a supermarket, like when somebody's being nice to you, you don't even know whether it's genuine because they want some money. I'm serious. It's a real anxiety that I have.
I say, oh, Monko, oh, no, me and me. Because
we'll be dropping to the little. Yeah, do car and I feel that would be one person could be sound. And it's like, oh, girl, not that.
You know, when I was in Ghana, every time I park my car, I have that feeling of, oh my God, me need 5 or 10 CDs be out on my own to see how many.
Yes.
Like
constantly having to have cash on you. Yeah. But, you know, look. And so that's the thing now. It's like, I make the conscious efforts to tip, you know, cause I know that, you know.
Hey, rich daddy.
You know, come on. Please. anyway, so yeah. So a lot of people were complaining that our graduate sentencing from 15 years to 1 year was like very ridiculous. People have said it's like an affront to the legal. What are your opinions on this?
Personally, I think she should have done the 15 years. I personally think, like, let's put the jokes aside. Let's put the entertainment value she brings into the ecosystem aside. Like, that woman has done a lot. I remember seeing a video some 2 years ago. There was this lady who had gotten some gold, you know, a good
young I saw that video.
Yeah, from
dramatic
her grandmother.
Ass crying lady, yeah.
It feels like you picked a side, but let me continue.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, guys, I have not picked a side. Please don't do that. I'm just like, okay, don't worry. I will give my critique at the end of it all. Don't worry.
Yes. So, you know, she complained that, you know, she brought it to Agrada, and Agrada held on to that gold, and she never saw it again. You know, on top of that, too, these little antics that she plays, you know, swindling, you hear these swindling stories here and there. And I'm like, guys, you know, she's entertaining and everything, but that woman is a criminal. She's a con artist, you know, so Monko Dame, like, let her, you know, pay for her crimes. And then when she comes back, you know, she can go back to dancing and insulting people for her entertainment, you know. So that's how I feel. The whole reduction, they bore me.
When I was in class 6, right? My primary school teacher, Mrs. Wayu or Mrs. Myrtle? Fuck, why am I? Oh my God, this is bad. I was gonna do a whole little teacher appreciation, but I can't tell if it's Mrs. Wayu or Mrs. Wayne.
One of them.
We read a story, okay, about the confidence trickster. Mm-hmm. And I remember very vividly, like, learning about what a confidence trickster is and learning how, like, manipulation plays a part. And I just remember being in class 6 and learning about the confidence. For the first time in my mind, I was like, oh, my goodness. People in this life will be out to, like, make a fool out of you. Like, you have to, like, I feel like that was when someone, like, I was like, I'm a survivor. Yeah. Let me see. I don't want to be put in that position. You know what I mean? So yeah, look, shout out to Headless YouTuber. I watched the video, right? And he actually documents this shit. It's crazy. So a few years ago, a grad did an ad for a 31st night watch night service. She said she had like 300,000. I mean, she was mentioning the money in old Ghana cedis, but I think it was like 300,000. Cause it was like 3 million, yeah. And she's like, she's giving it out. If you need your rents paid, if you want to start a business, whatever, she's giving it out. So come to church on 31st. And you know what? Kwame, I'm now clocking something. This is how these people fill their churches. Because sometimes it baffles me how they will, like, you know, somebody will be there and then you just see a random pastor you've never heard before. And it's a video and it's like a congregation. Like, any pastor right now, if you persecute them small, then there's a whole crowd outside. I'm like, oh my God. There are genres up in this bitch. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So apparently she did that on 31st night and they came. And when they came, apparently, you know, it was a bring 100 CDs for this, bring 500 CDs for this amount. Yes. So, and I think, look, here's the thing. It's a lottery. If she, no, like, come
so register
on.
It. See, No, register if it's a lottery.
Well, that is what it is. You know, I see it. And the thing is, when you look at, oh my God, it's going to be like, I have not picked the side of a grandad. Actually, let me just say this. The facts of the matter is that they went to court, or they said the police got wind of it, started to investigate, and only two people, out of all the people that were complaining that she took their money, didn't give it back and all that, only two people showed up to, as witnesses, and each of them said she took 500 cedis. So the total amount that she was arrested for was 1,000 Ghana cedis. So if you're going by the legal facts that this is what she was arrested for, and not her many other crimes, because yes, baby, mommy knows that you know your juju. No, about black and red. And the white truck for the new. No, yeah, juju.
She's popped up in a BBC documentary before as Agrada, the fetish priestess.
Babe, the babe has as many character changes as Okunta Kinte. What are you talking about? Oh my God. Oh my God, wait.
We are keeping it in. Recently, because who I say, and I got arrested at a border. Obviously, when I'm European. Anyway, we digress. Continue.
Yeah. So I just feel like when I was thinking about it that way, I was like, okay, like 1,000 cities for 15 years, you know, is a lot. But the thing is, the reduction to 1 year is ridiculous.
It is, though.
I feel like if you were going to consider the facts of the case, a good, maybe like a 5 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Time spent. I think 15 years is a lot. I just feel, because you see, outside of the amount alone, it is what she also represented in terms of how she has built her wealth. And it's like, we can't get her for all the things she's doing. This is the one thing. And according to the law, I think the range is like from 1 year to 15. And, you know, they threw the harshest one at her.
As they should. I mean, with Loki, you were talking about witnesses. I think them, what's it, Ghana, no, I could say it's like a big compound house. You know, everybody wakes up every morning and we all sing together and sweep the compound, and then whatever happens, happens. That's how I've always seen Ghana. And I feel like with these people who she swindled, the compound house mentality, like, you know, that kind of witness intimidation type tactics that Ghanaians will use. I say, and then, or someone has raped your kid, and let's deal with it at home instead of taking it to the right authorities. You know, that kind of mentality. So I see
Ghanaians
why
a performance.
Ghanaians love
to perform, like, you know, and it's in the little things, like. You and your mom could have an argument. You don't talk at home, you know. Then you go to church and she would just transform for the audience. Hey, look at the band, look where. As if you brought a fight, you know. And it's in those little things. No, seriously. I noticed it. Like, we used to perform a lot. And I'd be like, why are we doing this? Like, we're fighting.
Meanwhile, you've not eaten in the house for 2 days. So.
Listen. And just think about it in the larger context of the nation. We love a performance. Oh my God.
Of course.
And you see, the thing about her too is that there were some people that were benefiting from her. Some were making actual money from her. So I feel like that's how they play it. You know, they play it evenly. So they always have as many people that is like bashing them. They have an equal number of people that's like, don't fuck with my mama because that's where I eat my food. You know what I mean?
Please, that I think Ghanaians have to get to a point where we move away from the touch not my anointed mentality to by their fruits you shall know them. I think we need to transition from that to, you know, the fruits part, because pastor, someone who claims to be a pastor is messing up, but we can't, you know, do anything about it. Like, Christian Council is not doing anything about it. And she was being invited to, you know, all these places, politicians. I remember the chairman of Cocoa Board. This was Gold Board, Mr. Cocoa Board. Sorry, Gold Board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the chairman of Gold Board, I've forgotten his name, gave her some money and became a whole controversial situation. Like, why are you even indulging in Agrada's antics, you know, as a government official? But, you know, that's just by the way. So we really need to transition from that whole touch not my anointed to by their fruits, so that we treat people as they should be treated, by their fruits, you know. But anyway,
Ghanaians need to look at their oppressors and say, one, one, 1, 2, 3, release them.
Anyway, speaking of alleged criminals.
Nope.
Yes, Abuchika.
I'm sorry. Is this like, I feel like this is he the first person to do this?
To do what exactly?
Abuchika is suing the government. He's suing the state.
He's suing Abuchika the government said, and the FBI, by the way.
And the FBI, baby. Let me tell you something. I don't.
That is okay. Even Mexican drug lords cry. And yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. When I tell you Ghana is in its like pop culture rebirth, we had moments where things were happening like this. I think we're experiencing a resurgence because this is so gaggy. Like when I saw it, right? It was this poster, and it's like they had put Abuchika's picture in one corner, and then the heads of all the other things in the poster, and we're like, mm-hmm. Abuchika sues the states. I was like, ah,
yeah, it's giving verses,
baby, most wanted. Oh, no, this is gaggy. I'm going to be following this case closely. You know, I just this is the thing. Every time these things happen, right?
Yeah.
I am just reminded of the fact that, and you know, and I hope people don't take this the wrong way, because why do I have to give all these disclaimers? Fuck y'all. There is something to be said about a country that makes it like so that the systems fail people so much that they have to rely on like things like this. Because I feel like the way the things are set up, you know, some people just don't know to aspire to anything else. You know what I mean? I feel like it's a function of like a failed society or system or something, you know, the wealth disparity. And so, yeah, every time, of course, and I feel like maybe that's what also comes out in the whole Agrada thing. I feel like, of course, it's wrong and all of those kind of things. But I always look at things from that perspective to like, you know, but anyway.
By the way, again, disclaimer, these cases are in court. We are in no way saying these people are guilty. We are just using the circumstances around their capture to talk about, you know, situations like that. So I'm just putting that out.
The lawyer is in the group chat. The lawyer said, guys, we talk about this.
Oh, that guy, Wendy Williams. Hey, Wendy Williams used to stress her lawyer out.
Baby, let me tell you something. That look, I honestly, I feel like a bulk of my personality comes from Wendy Williams. It's crazy. I have been watching Wendy. I remember when I used to watch Wendy Williams, like in my teenage years, my mother would always be so annoyed because, you know, the Wendy Williams show is very loud. They're always clapping. Mm-hmm. They're always, you know, and it used to irritate her so much.
But yo, that woman used to give like proper gossip. My goodness.
Oh yeah. She knows how to tell a story. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about your alma mater sister. Miss Hamamat Montia.
Akura Hamamat.
Let me tell you something. I have known Akura, yeah. I have known Hamamat since she won Miss Malaga. She was like 16 or 18.
She was 18, fresh out of Achimota.
The diva was fierce, and she won.
Oh, yeah.
And she was so graceful from the start. I remember they brought her back to be like one of the judges. Baby, mm-hmm. like, oh, she commands, she has a presence. I really enjoy Hamamat. And I'm actually aware of this pivot to share about her. You know, a couple of years ago, she used to go to the north. She has one in the north, and she used to go with, like, these topless men. Like, so I'm aware of it. And she used to say, hello, kings and queens. People even used to make fun of her, you know. And, yeah, it's kind of, like, gone down. So this resurgence through the Speed Live, it was very interesting to see. And you see, this is how I know that she's really a clever girl, because her mama's always been clever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that bark immediately, she became a pop culture moment. She became a meme. Like, people are talking about it. That's her introduction, you know. Oh, she was corseted. Oh my God, the skin. But let's just talk about how the PR is very bot-like, because why is Korea Korea? What is K-O-R-E-A, like Korean? Hamamat. Whatever language that is. Sorry, do we know what language that is?
I personally think that her graphics guy probably, she trusted her graphics guy to just do it. And then, I don't know, but I can't Baby, even I give her an excuse you, of she no didn't see it. She definitely guy. Saw it.
There's no graphics guy. There's a ChatGPT alert. And this is because, yes. Because
the Korea was wild.
They
like,
put the video in there and they said, give us a poster from this moment. And that's what they got. And the thing that gags me is that there was no approval process.
Man.
Because this could have been caught. Korean.
She knows better. So I don't know if it's just rage bait to keep the conversation going. Because when I saw the Korea, I was like, you know, it's wild. Because Hamamat, when I was in Form 1, she was in Form 3 in Achimota, right? And even back then, like, Charlie, the girl is too intelligent. And she was fun, you know. She used to dance on stage during some entertainment night. So I've always given her that, like, Charlie, she's always had it. So me, when I saw it, I was like, Hamamat, Akura. Korea, dear.
She's a smart girl. I really enjoy her. I enjoy her mama. So it's lovely to see. Yeah.
Guys, I mean, if you're wondering what the Korea thing is, there was a poster released with her advertising, you know, some of the services she offers
at Valentine's Day couples Museum. Massage.
Yeah. And instead of Korea, which is spelled K-U-R-I-Y-A, she spelled it Korea, K-O-R-E-A. So people are up in arms like, sis, what are you doing? Like, this is a cultural moment represented, right? So that's what we are talking about, in case you've not seen the poster.
Yeah, that's what that was. Why'd you put this over here?
Put what?
This Wednesdays are now Fugu days.
The Ministry of Tourism now, yeah, Hamamat, Ambassador, no more answer. So they are the same people saying Fugu day.
It's great PR, guys. You know, look, we're getting cultural identifiers because we're becoming a hot spot. And so now we have cultural identifiers. You know how, like, when people say they want to go to Las Vegas, they have very specific, like, things, like casino, you know, shows, residencies. Like, people attribute towns and cities to specific things. And Ghana is just in the... We're getting ours, you know. We have the parties until morning narrative about us. We have, what's it called? This new one that has joined. So yeah, now, yeah. I saw that they said the Akan wine to have asked for a day for Kinte. I said, ha. Very soon we'll stop wearing white men's clothes. So if every day is a different day, we'll stop wearing white men's clothes. So. Me, I just want to say that. Can we consider the weather?
No, but you know, the crazy thing is our clothes have become like your kente and the fugu are so ceremonial that they are not necessarily cheapo. You know, so if it's going to be everyday wear, yeah, then good luck to pockets.
Because it's like every single one day for some, because like, right now Fridays is like African prints everywhere. Fridays, everybody wears
African prints. That was Kufor's time.
Kufor pulled it out of his bag, you know. But anyway, are there any other things that you've seen that you want to bring up? Because I feel like we've come to the end of our list of us trending.
The Narcotics Control Commission.
They said they are going to be legalizing the ganja and for then medicinal THC. Let me tell you something. The floodgate is about to be open. Open the floodgate.
Let me just say this here, right? This 0.3 THC limitation that they've put on, you know, the cultivation, emphah. Because already now, in a very low key way, we, you know, in the city of Accra, it's quite easy to acquire. So if you're going to license and you're limiting it to 0.3, well, we'll give you the 0.3 on the front, but in the back, the 10 to 20% THC is gonna do its thing. I'm just saying, but you know, thumbs up for it.
You know what they do in Toronto? So they have a weed legislation, right? They have dispensaries all over town, but they have a weed, like the strength. So they have a target that it can't go above. So that it's like Canada's a light buzz and stuff. Yes. So yeah. All the edible drinks, the edibles, brownies, whatever they sell to you, it can only be within a certain range. And sometimes people need more than that. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, oh, that's how Toronto is. And I went to like this area to go and thrift shop. And there was this whole lane and they were like, oh, all the like edibles and stuff they sell in this area is above the THC limit. So that's a black market. And I was like, ah. So, like, there's a police know that, like, I'm like, like, you go there and, like, one is, like, 50 mg, 100 mg, and things like,
hey.
Oh, yes. Oh, you are looking for a good time?
Come to the back.
I was going to say the name of the streets, but anyway.
No, please.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But it was, yeah. So, I just feel, but this is going to be a gateway, because you know the thing, look, right now, what Ghana needs is really somebody that can grow the business of Ghana, because it has become evidence that you cannot take money from us to build a nation. Like, there's a limit. No, it's true. There's a limit. The overtaxation, the over, you know, there's a limit. So I feel like it's very interesting to see that we're making out, like, so for example, the heavy interest in tourism, you know, getting these new visa waivers for all these countries, like, it's bringing people into the country and we're benefiting from you know, foreign income. In the same way, like, some of these things are also, like, putting a value on what the country can be.
Well, there's that. But one thing to note, guys, it's not this, you know, licenses that they are giving out, it's not for recreational purposes. It's for industrial purposes. So if you decide to grow weed on a large scale without a license and specifically for industrial purposes, you could get arrested or fined or jailed. But we are just looking at the aspect of, I mean, if you are legalizing it for, you know, commercial, industrial purposes, just legalize it for recreational purposes. A lot of people are indulging. So what is this by force limitation of 0.3 THC? I mean, you can do the Canada thing where it's like 5, you know, milligrams of THC and it's just a light buzz and everybody's cool. But I mean, the same commission too has caused a whole buzz recently about some arrest that was made at the airport. And when I heard about it, I was like, hey, and then we moved out to the cocaine for airport. Because see, right now where the airport security measures that they have in like advanced airports, and I'm sure Kotoka has said, when you land there, when you're walking towards immigration, there are cameras that are doing facial recognition. They are doing thermal scanning. They are checking you for everything. So by the time I'll be doing immigration, or if you're a red flag, they'll put you to the side. Now, they don't even have to stress about profiling whether you look like a scammer or do you look like a trafficker or whatever. No. They've profiled you for a long time and pulled your history. So, me and Mwawa said, this person, still we don't know who it is. There's been speculation. Names have been mentioned. All of them have come to refute it. You know, and it's quite interesting that NM Rim, you still walk with cocaine, like boldly, through the airport. Why, like you said, Ghana for their chin, and Coco drew one call, Betty.
And that's what you missed last week. Angi! That brings us to the end of What's Trending, guys. It's time for us to move on to the next topic.
Yes.
Did you have something you were going to say?
No, I was going to say, we've seen the Trasaco family drama, but we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah. Because I love a good storytelling with diagrams. Yeah. I love it. All right.
Yeah.
We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties. Just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Ficka Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Ficka Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Ficka Tea House. We stay real. Okay, so Valentine's Day has come and gone. Before, there was a lot of questions in the air. What are you doing for Valentine's? Who is your Valentine's? Hey, Valentine's way, dear. Hey. Were there expectations? Were there mets? Or did heartbreak rip them away from you before the day came? Hey, Asim Bini. We book flower, no. We book a hotel room. I say, babe, I don't think we work as a team. Hey, come if you.
Okay, Shakespeare.
Listen. So yeah, Kwame, what was your first introduction to Valentine's Day?
My first intro to Valzi really was Ave Maria. If you lived in Dansoman, guys, you know Ave Maria School. That's where I went to, that's where I went throughout from Nesri all the way to JSS. So I'm an OG proper Ave Maria student.
And that white and blue.
Charlie. So, I remember I was in class six or so, and we're at assembly, right? And the headmaster was busily, you know, giving this announcement. And this is like a vague memory, but this particular aspect of the memory never leaves me. So I'm listening to the headmaster. I'm in line, you know, in assembly. I'm at the back. Then I lift up my head. Then I see one of the Form 3 boys standing on the balcony, right? Facing the football park where we are all standing. And he's literally giving like this other senior girl some like three flowers and a box of chocolate, and he's like getting and he's getting a hug, and like the girl is so excited, and I'm like, huh, this is like, for my very young class six brain, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, one, how bold of you not to come for assembly and be up there fraternizing with some girl.
He's gonna get his moments.
You know, and number two, just the reaction from the girl. So that stuck with me. Then, of course, advanced to Achimota School, secondary school. And when I got there, I think I was in form one into form two, somewhere there. I had a friend. I don't want to mention his name. So when we were in form, we were in form one or form two, one of them. There was this girl who was a senior, and my friend had always had a crush on her. So one day I was there, he was like, oh, Charlie, he wants to move to the girl. I was like, ah, but you are like, we are juniors and she's a senior. I'm sure, right? And the girl too, she was very pretty. I was like, ah, by now you get boy or something. Like, are you sure? Me being the friend who is not motivating you at all, because hey, form one, form two boy, you're moving to a senior there some way. Any which way, Val's day came. He told me he's going to customize like a silver chain. It was such a common thing in Achimota. Customize a silver chain, at least when I was there. Customize a silver chain, buy her some chocolates, a teddy bear, and then some food. I was like,
Achimota, hey, okay.
And at this time too, Achimota, I don't know if it's changed right now. We've always had a situation where the school actually acknowledges Valentine's Day. So they'll tell you can exchange gifts from this time to this time. Oh yeah, they told us. When I was there, at least, I don't know if it's changed. They'll tell you, oh, you can exchange gifts between this time and this time. And I think after 6 p.m., you can't exchange gifts again or some shit like that. So, oh, Eja, minuye, You know, day came, he had bought all his things, he had, you know, made his moves, and he actually gave it to the senior and she accepted it. And a week later, they started dating. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yes, I love the diversity. Maybe it will be school. Oh, yes, it will be the junior dating senior. Oh, yeah. Yes. And it was even like, I feel like it got a lot more attention because of my school. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was just like this. When the younger boy is dating the older, this thing. Hey, it was such a moment. I can't mention names, but anyway, they knew themselves. Yeah.
And it was quite interesting. And the funny thing is, on Val's Day in Achimota School, the best gifts are exchanged after, you know, the whole limitation that the school gives us. So from 5 p.m. now I started TDD from the girls' houses and the screams.
Yes.
And I was in Livingston House. McCarthy House used to be behind us. And yo, every 10 minutes, the girls will start screaming like, ah! Then the boys will all run to the back of the house to go and see what's going on. And one time, three cars had parked in front of McCarthy House. And each car came like a different gift. So I think one of them, there was a big teddy bear that came out. Then another one had cake. And then the third one had food. And apparently all was for one girl. So the whole didina no more, you know, Obaba akuna ne boy, ako yes, I show, no, like three cars have come to park, like some presidential motorcade, and yeah, they give to no kakoma no. And this is like 5-6 p.m. ekono before, you know, dining. So by the time dining comes, no, konkonsano, I arrive. Who got what? Who is nashing? Who is? So it was like, it was fun. It was a fun experience for me, you know, from that whole Ave Maria into Achimota and just experiencing Val's Day.
I just want to say, I'm so grateful that I went to a mixed school. And as you were speaking, I was like, you know, the people that will go to single-sex high schools, right, boarding schools, because over here, when you go to high school, most of us do it boarding. We gain a certain perspective on, like, the male-female dynamic that they don't have. And I wager to say that a lot of the problems we're having is, like, mixed school niggas are fucking with single-sex school people, and it's like, there's just a conflict. Honestly, I feel like I learned the most about women. Because, like, we were growing together. We came to the school, we were 14, 15. We were coming into adulthood together. We were discovering things about each other, talking to, like, you know, a lot of the things that we do now effortlessly, the foundation was there. And I feel like doing it from the perspective of one sex mainly is such a limiting experience. I mean, maybe you know one sex very deeply, but also, like, men are very... Like, no, they're not very deep. You know what I mean? A lot of male friendships are like very
basic.
You know, aerodynamic. You know, but anyway, man. Anyway. So for me, my earliest memory of Valentine's Day was at my father's house. So there was a period where I lived with my father for 6 years. I think it was from, let me see, like class five to like AIS. Yeah, and. Oh my God. So my father's house, like, it was like a big house, and my cousins from, Kumasi and stuff. Look, my dad's side of the family, they are very big. Well, a lot of Rolling Stones, let me tell you. Very big. So we used to have, oh my God.
I'm sorry. Like, when you said, like, Rolling Stones, like, Papa was a Rolling Stone, just came to my mind. I'm sorry.
That's what I mean. A lot of them. So it's like, we're a lot on that side. And every now and then, a cousin or two would come to the house and come and live with us and stuff like that, right? And we also had, like, people that we lived with, our cousins that we lived with permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I learned a lot about Ghanaians. Oh, I learned a lot about Ghanaian culture and, like, stuff from that group of people. Because it wasn't, like, you know, they came from a different world in a certain way. How should I even say this without offending somebody?
Massacre.
You know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, I'm really tough? Because somebody has asked me for the, you know, like, Destiny's Child, and then, you know, if you are, like, and I'm like, yeah, because it's like, when I was on my mother's side, I would like, that was what I was watching Channel O and things like that. And mm-hmm. at my dad's house, I was getting keys of Costa Party, Rosalinda. Like, so even actually being
oh,
my father
I see
in those formative years from class five going, it really helped me a lot to tap because my Lord Kenya was my father, Daddy Lumba, like all these things, Ophira was my father. You know what I mean? So I got to experience their version of Valentine's Day and it was always red. Oh my God. Every year would come and my father, my cousins would find a way to incorporate red into their outfits for that day and it used to stress me out. I have never purposefully worn red on Valentine's Day in my life. I've also never had Valentine. So there's that. But like, I'm like, wow. It was a lot of, they would make such a thing of it. And I remember my dad would take my stepmom to the Kojin Tree concerts. They used to go every year without fail. And they would always coordinate their outfits. Oh my God. Give it a can man and his wife some money. Don't play.
Your met show is true.
Yes, that was my experience. It was a very showy thing. It was a very, like, you have to do something. You know what I mean? And for me, like, I just remember that every year I would do something for my mother. I wouldn't do anything for my dad. I'd just ask my mother, like, I'll buy a necklace, cheap necklace. I'll paint her, I'll draw a card, you know?
Oh,
I've always been doing something. I'm a busy person.
Yeah, I mean, now that I've grown up, I've come to a point in my life where I feel like people find, you know, little pleasures and little joys in some of the, sometimes what we would consider most absurd things. And sometimes you should just allow them to.
Oh, yeah, because it's completely fun.
Yeah, I mean, someone might sit behind and say, oh, this is cringe. I mean, when I was younger, I felt it was cringe. But now that I'm much more nuanced and I would say educated, I understand, you know, someone can find the little pleasures in just, you know, wearing a Merry Christmas hat on Christmas Day. And that's what brings them pure joy. But what you say, oh, it's cringe. No, Charlie, sometimes leave people, you know, be and let them enjoy those little pleasures. So I actually appreciate those things for people. Now, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I appreciate when people do that for themselves. And I see why they do it.
Yeah, because, you know, even because we had like cousins and most of them were women. And so, and they were very pretty. The women in my family are very voluptuous, my dad's side. So they had a lot of suitors. And it was so interesting also watching the dynamic between the different men that were pursuing my cousins and my sisters. Like just, and sometimes I'll be dragged into it because like my older sister, sometimes if it's a guy that she doesn't like and she doesn't know how to like shake him off, she will like let us follow her on the date. And she will be like, because me, I've always had a weak stomach, so I don't eat anywhere like that. And I'll go out and she'll be like, hey, Tobibi.
This is free food.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and just watching the dynamic, like how he relates to her because we are there and the things that she tells us, like, so, like, learning about love from, like, that perspective also was very interesting because these are very different, like, men. Some of them were educated, some of them were not educated, and just the different take on it and, like, the different references. Oh my God, these people, it's so interesting. And I hope that is what the case is now. But a lot of Ghanaian youth derived their personalities from Ghanaian celebrities back then. Like, the niggas would be really tapped into, like, Lord Kenya, Ophirion Ponsa, in the way they talk to the girls, the way they dress. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really, like, tapped into the pop culture people. And because I remember my sisters always referencing something like Susie Williams wore, Jackie Appiah wore. Like, they were trying to do that. But I don't think that people these days look to the popular people and them like, oh, I want to wear what they're wearing or dress like them.
Because social media has made them, like the proximity to them even closer, and it has removed the veil. Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
I call you to say me. But you said something that reminded me, you know, when your sister was with, say, you know, DVB, and I say,
hey, yeah.
Ghanaians used to have a lot of fun back then, like unadulterated fun.
Because it was cheaper to do shit, Kwame. It was cheaper to do shit back then. I remember. It didn't take shit all.
And I remember my mom telling me a story where she and a friend, mom, forgive me, but let me just share the story.
Kwame. So,
I mean, my mom, she doesn't run away from her past. So it is what it is. I love her to death. And she's one of the reasons why, you know, I am who I am today. You know, she told me about the story where she and her friend back then in the early 90s or 80s, late 80s, thereabouts, the German burgers had come fresh, you know, it's Kaba Town,
I know
you know.
The story. Oh my God.
And
finish.
She and her friend, you know, so my mom got invited by one of the German bloggers, like, oh, my mifa won't pie and all of that. And she wasn't really having it. Like, she wasn't interested in the guy. So, of course, very typical of ladies who are not interested in a guy, she invited, you know, her close friend, like, okay, yanko together so that he doesn't have any funny ideas after or even during the date, quote unquote. So they go to like a spot. That's what it used to be called back then. You know, if you've lived in Dansuman, imagine Ensunyameye, that kind of vibe. So
yes. Pavement.
So they went to the spot, and then this guy was like, oh yeah, Bomeka, you know, Bomeka, Monfa Biembra, Monfa Kibab Imbra. The whole point was he was trying to get my mom and her friend drunk so that, you know, he could have his way. So my mom was like, beer, no, ba, kebab, no, ba. Ah. Then I think after every hour or after every 45 minutes, they tell the guy, say, oh, we're going to use the ladies. You know how ladies, when they are together, you know, they get up and, oh, we are going to the bathroom together, that thing. So he didn't suspect anything. So what they'll do is when they drink and then they eat the kebab, then they go downstairs, go put their hand behind their throat and puke everything out.
Vomit it all out. And go back.
Vomit it all out.
Bitch, don't play with my girls. Don't play with my girl. My girl said, oh, bitch, I'm going to show you the bottomless pit. It's a bottomless pit. Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
And then they go back up, and then you keep buying more beer and then more kebab, and you just wearing getting drunk. So he eventually gave up, and they were like, oh yeah, and see, yeah, call. And then he gave them transport, and then they left. And then they just laughed at him, said, oh, kwasia. I also went on the cheap side. What did beer and kebab and babe re and what bother?
So I know their things were raw. Oh my god.
I sweat.
Throwing up is so annoying. Like, that's so much of a throw up. Like, your whole throat feels rammed into. Oh no god.
But the fact that they would pick
I stand
that
the dedication.
No, but the fact that they would pick that over even the guy having any ideas that he could even have a chance is quite telling. You know, women would, and that's why I respect women a lot. Like, women would go above and beyond to, you know, make a point. And it's always quite intriguing how they go about it.
And that's what makes the world fun. So,
oh, yeah.
But anyway, what would you say is the craziest, or maybe not crazy, the most interesting Valentine's Day culture that, like, you've witnessed in Ghana?
I've always found it intriguing how people would call radio stations, you know, even till now, we'll call radio stations and say, you know, I want to wish, you know, my girlfriend or my wife a happy Val's Day. And then, you know, Auntie Mami Adra, I love you very much. You know, almost like the, like a voice note, but on radio to the public. In my mind, I'm like, but you have a number though. So I've always found that intriguing. I mean, I get it. Again, I've grown to be educated, but
that was social media before social media. You can tell the person, but you want the world to know. That's what we do on social media right now. So it was just a different time. You know, some people still do it. You know, I personally feel these days a lot of it is performative as well.
Even yes.
There's like this show that I think AJ does where it's like they call people and then they'll say it's Valentine's Day. Somebody has sent you. I feel like a lot of it is rehearsed. Mm-hmm. They're good stories, but I feel like they're rehearsed. They're produced for TV, for radio.
Course.
So, yeah. So, okay. Well, that's an interesting one. I think for me, it's the concept of Valentine's Day shows. This is something that, like, was there from back. Like, Kojinchi always has a show. And then at a point, what's his man's name? Kwabna came to do some. Samini has, like, you know, Valentine's Day shows. I think, when I think about it, the Ghanaian creative industry back then was being held together by cultural moments because we used to celebrate everything. We would have an Independence Day themed something. We would have a Valentine's Day themed something. We'll have Easter. We'll have a Ramadan. Like, we used to celebrate things, have events and things that kept the artists busy. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe the dilution of streaming, you know, that's like lost. Because we have so many cultural moments that artists could partake of. Keys of Concert Party had artist performances. Playback Show had artist performances. You know, Because one time, Terry Bunchaka went to perform, I think Kitty Fest or something. I missed that one. The way I was upset. That time, Pulele was so popular. Oh my God. And you way dear free. Terry Bunchaka, who my and that whole train. And you way dear free. Ah, Tremi, Tremi, Tremi. The feeling of the Zozy.
The feeling of the Zozy.
I'm putting me your head. Ah, Terry Bunchaka. I love that.
Actually, I think because there weren't as many distractions back then, that's why we really were tapped into these cultural moments. And that's why there were a lot of cultural moments to keep people entertained. But yeah, go ahead.
We were also getting like most of our stuff in a streamlined way. Like it was like four TV stations, you know,
well,
like TV3, GTV, Metro TV. You know what I mean? Like we were getting very streamlined stuff. And there's like a few outliers had DSTV. You know, but now
those DSTV dishes baby, used to be huge. So if you had one, you were rich, rich.
Baby, there was an era that when you have it in front of your house, it's like center foil, that big black one. Honestly, I think those ones were cuter. They were cuter because it also does something to your garden, your house. It adds the
feng shui.
Yeah, maybe these little white dishes. Oh, it's such an eyesore. Honestly, I feel like if I build a house and I'm going to get DSTV, I'm going to have to plant the color into the color of the building. I'm sorry, we're spray painting that shit. That white thing. Oh, no, girl. Don't ruin my ceiling, my sky view.
Yo, and I remember people used to, and because we're rich, they used to have like an all grass garden and then they'll like have the dish in the middle of the garden.
Yes, and you know what was around the garden? You know those gravel pebbles? The hard one that they've stuck, they've cemented, it's like terrazzo but with rocks. Oh my God. That was wealth, baby. That was wealth. Terrazzo back then, if you can do terrazzo, hey, terrazzo compound.
Uska.
Baby, Accra. I hope some of these homes that have terrazzo, like they are preserving them. These are relics, guys. These are our own, you know, thinkings. What do you think about people complaining about the capitalization of Valentine's Day?
I mean, the whole world economy has become a capitalist economy, you know, so get with the program, actually. Because at the end of the day, vendors, every right now in the vendor system or people who provide goods and services, the best way to get you guys to buy anything is to tell a story, to tug at your heartstrings or your emotions. So it's either we are rage baiting you or we are telling you a sob story or we are creating an ecosystem where you feel like you can relate. That's unfortunately where the world has gotten to, especially after COVID. So, well, we are sorry, but this is a new world order. So we have to just get with the program.
Here's the thing. Yadoso. First, ni endoso. So I'm going to make me what Jesus. So just say this. 24 million. So you do 34. 34 million. Yadoso, ina insetse nya pe, inti obia pe usika. Everybody wants your money. That's the thing. Every time I see people come, I'm like, look, everybody wants your money. It's up to you what you're willing to spend and who you're willing to give that money to. There are certain days that you feel like, hey, masro, anybody sound so cool. Obia nsumi nye mi he. And there are certain days that you'll be like, you know what? It's been real. Midi kivogari. Like, everybody knows. You know what I mean? Inti. Honestly, you just have to have that mindset. Me send me a cheap seat. Because of that, I cook. Sunday, I cook. Because I realized that like buying food every day, when you do the calculation, the money I spend on the market, cook like three, I do like a jollof, a soup, and a stew. And then that lasts me through the week. You know, I'll throw some kinky in there. Sounds like I do a quick spaghetti with a stew or rice with a stew. You know, so I have options throughout the week. I don't spend as much money. I would say most of the money I spend is like maybe weekend, mako baby, no, mako tuyo diani. And that's how I get through. Because, bruh, I remember when I first moved out, I was just doing bowl food. Because I didn't know how to cook back then. My money that I was spending, after like 2 months, I was like, I cannot do this. I can't sustain. I opened YouTube. I went to Sweet Ajeli. I bought a few utensils. And yeah, a few disasters later, I can eat. I can cook food that people can eat and don't die. So here I am.
I mean, that's the best way to learn how to cook. You learn from your mistakes, guys. So for the men out there who are saying, oh, I tried it once and it didn't go well, keep trying. You eventually learn how to
cook. Oh, I'm not a PSA cook moment. I'm trying.
No,
keep trying. For the men out there,
trying.
You can do it. Oh, my God.
You can do it. Like, because, see, food.
At first, you don't succeed. Pick yourself up and try again. It's never too late to try again. Try again.
See, food by boca.
Did you see the news where they asked Sarkozy about why he doesn't rap in... They asked him a question. We're talking about why he doesn't rap in English. And we're talking about how, like, back then... in Ghana, people would hear Eminem and Jiko, they didn't understand what they were seeing, but they vibed to the music. And so he doesn't really care about that because he wants to hear his like local dialect on like international stages and on records with like global artists, right? And mm-hmm. I was watching a video from DJ Slim's page and apparently people are upset that he didn't talk well. And I'm like,
about well, what are you saying?
I don't know if the people feel insulted because it was like they didn't understand them back then. Baby, let me tell you something. There are certain nuances that exist in culture that no matter what, if you are not nuanced in the culture, you understand what they are saying.
Yeah.
And that's pop culture. Like, if you go to America and you say, Malagaza, they don't have context. They don't know what the fuck that is. If you start doing Windex, they don't know what the fuck that is. The culture is different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they don't get it. At the end of the day, there's a reason why Sarkozy is mass appealing to most Ghanaians. And there's a reason why he's, you know, part of the top five, you know, best rappers on the continent whenever, you know, rappers are being discussed from the African continent. And he's done that, you know, spitting in tree. Sometimes he throws a bit of English in there, but 70 to 80% of the time, it's tree. So, you know, it is what it is. My issue with Sarkozy, though, is he needs to spend more money on marketing, you know, beyond Ghana.
He's an independent artist, y'all.
I mean, I get it, but, he's doing his best. You know, Bad Bunny is also that, independent, that but,
he
know,
just
we'll
sold out the Royal
that.
Albert Hall in 2 weeks. I honestly think they underbelieved in themselves. They could have gone bigger because 5,000 people, really, Sark, you could have sold 10,000. But anyway... Congratulations on selling out in 2 weeks. That's super fire, super dope. Kwame, what did you think about the remix of Aso?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It was another cultural moment. Like, you know, Stoneboy's verse, Kofi Kinata's verse. Stoneboy's verse was doing rounds on TikTok, you know. They shame me crying and say we got matching tattoos.
Matching tattoos. That's what I'm going to say. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, it's a, you know, Aso original was a cultural moment. I love that a remix is another cultural moment.
My God.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Tougher.
When you baby now, my mouth double red. We jump into four months and me to crack a crab.
It's the way you're butchering the tree and the song all way off me.
How am I butchering the song? Sing it, let me hear. Sing it.
Oh no, I'm not about to attempt. I'm not claiming I can do better. I'm just saying you're butchering it. Two truths can exist at the same time.
Pimping, what's in the pimping? Chin, or drive with me chain. Ah, so you're too quanta,
yapayo. Hey.
Yes. Anyway, Sha. You know what? Valentine's Day is now a capitalist agenda. And you pick what kind of person you want to be. Show that to your significant other early on. So that they will know whether they are sticking around for the bullshit or not. Some of y'all feel a way about Valentine's Day. We don't want to see you begrudgingly doing stuff. That's my thing. If you're going to do it, do it. Stand on business. We don't want to see you begrudgingly doing stuff. Then don't do it. If you don't feel that strongly to do it, because the thing is, maybe I shouldn't say this. You know what? Kwame, take it away.
I mean, if you're hearing this episode, it means Valentine's Day was just over the weekend. For me, people will do with it as they please. But, you know, in 9 months' time, we'll figure out who got pregnant, who got an STI, who got an STD.
Don't mess around with how much sex is going to be had. Oh, my God.
See, Ghanaians love sex.
That's another cultural moment that I forgot. There was this era of Ghana where it's like, it became a thing that everybody was fucking on Valentine's Day. And like, it was part of the culture. It was part of the greetings.
Condoms are running like, out. Valentine's Day
was known for the day that everybody fucks. It's like an excuse to meet up and hook up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, yeah.
A sex-having nation.
9 months down the line, we'll see who has the HPVs, the HIVs.
I heard Marie Stopes has increased the cost of an abortion now.
I'm saying I'm a walker's rule.
You want to get rid of a baby? All right, guys. So, yeah, that's really been our topic. How about you? What has been your experience with Valentine's Day? What is one of the stories that you have to share? You know, drop it on our social media, you know, at Sincerely Across Board. You will be able to find us and tell us about your feelings.
Exclusive world premiere.
Okay, so, you know, in getting to know more about Valentine's Day, we decided to send Triple M out there to ask her to talk to people about Valentine's Day, you know, how they're celebrating it, what they think about it, some of the most iconic moments in their lives when it comes to Valentine's Day, you know. We're back in the street, the place of the function and events. Yes, via Triple M. So let's go and listen to what some of these people had to say, and we'll be right back to Dish.
Valentine is coming. There is your boyfriend. You are sitting at school. You are so lonely. Benar. There is your boyfriend. Your best are getting flowers. You are so lonely.
I'm going to the beach in Kogobite. I'm going to meet my auntie, and honestly, I feel like I might meet one of her friends, and then we can.
We are looking for a sugar mommy.
I'm looking for a friend.
No, I understand. The economy is hard, you know. Sometimes some love can come with some money, right?
It doesn't hurt to have a companion. We're 60 years.
Okay, so I have a man. However, I'm not spending it with him. I got him a gift, like a really cute gift. But I'm going on a trip with my girls on Saturday, and we return on Sunday. So yes, I'm spending it with my girls.
Sisters before misters. I love it.
My Valentine's Day plans. I'm going to spend the day with my best friend and possibly my little brother. I might drag him along to our plans, but we're going to go to the beach, which I hate, but she likes. And we're just going to body paint on each other's bodies, which sounds mighty.
I think it's a pagan holiday, so.
Tell me more about that. What makes it a pagan holiday?
I'm kidding. I just don't have a lover, so I hate all those who I love.
Have you had lovers before?
Of course I have.
Okay, and what did you do for Valentine's Day in the past?
Nothing, actually. No, not to say it. I don't think I had great lovers. No long talk. Can't keep on you, but me too, don't try to be stubborn. I give you my all. Things in the past coming for me, only you be my comfort. I know you think I'm feeding you lies, so you low-key sneaking around, oh nana. Wish you could talk to me now. I could have cleared all the doubts in your head, no wahala. One step ahead, then we two steps dead now. Running in circles, so you can be yourself now. Nibi ain't here, and I'm trying to find a way. Make you not talk much, make you find a way out. Try and hold me. I have your back if you hold me. Can't be she try and hold me. I do your back every minute on your way. Every girl you know say be way. I'm having dinner with my boyfriend.
Okay.
This Valentine.
Where are you guys going for dinner?
Country club.
Hey, he has one here.
Normal.
Normal, okay. So you normally do stuff like this for Valentine's Day?
No, this is my first Valentine.
Okay, that's nice. Are you excited about that?
Very much. Well, when I wake up in the morning, I want to get ready. It's going to be more of a Galentine's than a Valentine's. Okay. And I'm going to get ready with two of my girls. Okay. We're going to get makeup done and our hair done.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with kind of like bone straight hair because I'm not getting anyone, so I need to slay and kill everyone there. You can't make me single on that day. I'm thinking a dinner.
So unfortunately my girlfriend is outside the country. She'll be back in April, but you know, she wants to do a whole FaceTime video thing, and then you know, I'm planning on sending her flowers. So I send the flowers, we get some food, because there's some type of food that we always like to get together. I order mine in Ghana, obviously, and she order hers over there. And then we kind of like have a 1 hour and then we talk about love, how we've been in love for a long time, and then we talk about business, you know, how we can be successful over the 2026.
Love and money, I love that.
Okay, so today I'm gonna spend Valentine's with myself, right? Me, myself, and I. Right. So I plan to buy an expensive perfume.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I just thought about it. Buy an expensive perfume, and then there's this fast casual restaurant that opened up. It's like 24/7, right? Okay. Around Osu. So I think I'll go there around 12 or 1 a.m.
Okay. That's what I'm so you're treating yourself. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. We there from Mokiba, we there from Biliba, Biliba, we there from Biliba, Biliba, we there from Biliba. Believe in yourself, no go from Biliba, we there from Biliba, Biliba, we there from Biliba, Biliba, we there from Biliba. Make it all there from Biliba. Could I never be a minimalist? One pan the list, me take a win and the head has the list. Them no say man a boss it like a real jungleist. Give them a one God sound, man a evangelist. Burn them like a fireman. Me no see no other youth with mother than. How we a run things bow, ya, Jagaban. How we a run that turf, ya, Jagaban. I'll go for a date, I guess, and we'll see what the rest of the day has.
Okay, that's very simple. You don't want to tell me what kind of date you're going to do.
Just a normal date, I guess.
Okay. Do you have any interesting Valentine's Day memories? Any other dates that you've gone on?
Yeah, I think I have one. I traveled to Cyprus for Valentine's Day, and we had like a beach date
at
the beach, like a romantic thing. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, basic stuff, nothing exceptional. Got a teddy bear, some flowers, and that's all.
So it's Galentine, first of all, because you know there's no man.
No,
there's
even no if there was. Your girl's first, so I mean,
girl, that's a lie. If she had a man, she would not be with me. You know, I'll be ditched. But we're doing Galentine, we're doing dinner, then you know, some drinks,
and then a man comes in later.
Has there been a man before? Has there been a memorable Valentine's that either of you have had?
Yeah,
talk about it.
A couple of them. My goodness, these are big.
PTSD.
But I
mean,
it was really, really memorable. I can't lie, having a man is nice. Really nice. Really, I can't even lie.
I'm going to give you a better Galentine, girl.
So I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, but then this year I am celebrating with a special someone.
Okay, who's the special someone?
It's a friend of mine.
Oh, a friend. A friend you're trying to make into more, or?
A friend I'm trying to impress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel that I've been there before. What's the plan? Maybe I can advise.
So the plan is to take her to like the cliff. There's this restaurant up in Ibri.
For the view.
Got it. Maybe we'll do dinner before and then we'll go out there for drinks. See what's up.
I like that plan. It would work on me. So,
yeah, definitely.
Thanks.
I haven't had many Valentine's Days, but last year for Valentine's Day, how we celebrated it was we had dinner at my place. So I made a 4-course meal for her.
Wow, very romantic.
And each one had a story behind it. Either a story about me or about her or about my family. Yeah, so each... I don't think I remember exactly what I made, but then it had to do with where I was from, where she was from, and something that my father liked to make. Because she never got the chance to meet my dad, so I wanted to introduce her to my dad through food. So, yeah, that's what we did for that.
That's lovely. I hope Ghanaian men are listening to this and bringing some romance into their relationship. Thank you so much. Yeba.
All right, you know what, Kwame? I'm not gonna lie. I'm seeing a surge in, I'm focusing on my life. Oh, it's just me. Oh, I'm looking at my happiness. Like, baby, the streets are putting people through it. Everybody's like, they're dropping it like a hot tamale.
I mean, the girls who mentioned that they are, Galentine? What was
Galentine's,
that?
Like, yes, Galentine's. That's like when like friends come together. I don't know if it's like a women thing, but I have to check it out. Galentine, let me check it out.
Yeah. I was like, hey, Galentine, dear, what is that? But it's quite interesting to, you know, find there are people who would rather spend it, you know, in a commune way, like friends, I mean, family.
Let me tell you, Galentine's Day is a global holiday that celebrates women's friendship. Galentine's Day is typically marked as February 13th, but can be observed any day. Galentine's Day events are typically all female occasions of mutual empowerment. Yes, girls, is sheer. I've had a sort of Galentine's before. It was my friends and I, we just went to dinner and what, oh my God, like, listen, dramatic, but, we had this idea that everybody would write letters to everybody and we would, look, it seemed like a great idea, but on the night when it was happening, it was a lot for me to sit through. Ah, it was too much. Like, cause it's like, everybody is saying something about everybody. Yeah. And it's like, it felt like a session.
And yeah, kudos to all of you.
but it was also interesting because it's like, we were hearing what we thought of each other and mm-hmm. our perceptions of each other. Like, it was very interesting. Don't get me wrong. But like, yeah, it was a one-time thing. It was on a nice balcony, you know. But
what's
anyway,
our woke for we? Like, hey.
There is nothing woke about this, okay? I will not stand for the misuse of the word woke on this platform. Thank you very much.
Sharing your emotions on the balcony. Probably with some... anyway. Yeah,
I got the best of both worlds, I'm going to say.
But yeah, it was... Galentine is... This is the first time I'm actually hearing the word. So when, you know, she used it, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, this is interesting. But yeah, Charlie, Ghanaians... Galentine's, we know the country, something will happen. So it's quite intriguing to see how different people just celebrate it in their own unique way.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to y'all, Triple M. I really enjoyed that. I like the way she was, you know, going a little banter with them, you know. I feel like she gets people comfortable. Love it for y'all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Triple M.
Yeah, shout out to you, Triple M. We'll be right back to do the listener letter.
Automatically, I set my eyes on you. I know, say, you go fill the void my high and fall. Could you show I'm searching for living off lost love? Got my mind on a new one. Opinions coming in by the morning, no go in. I'll be damned if I let them in. They watch me on your small ball, I get my faith, my bow. I get my mind on it right now, but live a flyer. Get happier, you know, I can't deny. Your body be divine. Bubble really nice. I can't wait till you mine. Get happier, you know I can't deny. Your body be divine. Not no more, bubble really nice. I can't wait till you mine. Opinions coming in. Opinions coming in. By the morning, go in. Opinions coming in. You know I can't let them in.
All right, Joseph. So what is this listener letter that you are saying I should trust you?
I want trust you to you. Read it. I want you to read it because it's in pidgin.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do this tonight. Listen. Okay.
Send it to
so
you.
Go to your WhatsApp. I've sent it to you. Okay. First, we have to give it a name.
Let me see. One name. Him. I nearly said Aso. Him. But yeah, Aso is
him. Drama be anymore. Okay. Himalayan. Himalayan salt. Yes. Let's go. Himalayan city in Kwame.
Okay. Himalayan say, Charlie Joe, I don't know how, but I did eat some married woman from my office. Hey!
I told you.
Hey, niggas!
Gag.
Okay. So, Charlie Joe, I don't know how, but I did eat some married woman from my office. I won't stop, but she always they beg me then things.
Oh, what was that about?
I just remember something a friend told me that is quite similar to this story. And I'm like, hey, I don't know what
these friends of yours, Kwame.
No, my friends are wild, guys. I have very wild friends. funny enough, I'm the innocent one in the group.
Oh, please, I knew I was going to say that bullshit. What they say about bears and flocking together. Please, miss me without bullshit.
So, facts.
Finish the letter.
Anyway,
finish the letter.
I won't stop, but she always they beg me that since she say her husband would not come the way I they do. She they be so she they be too. So I know if you stop, but I won't stop. I see some girl where me the nam stay they talk. So I won't make serious plus some, but Charlie, this married woman issue they worry me. Not you getting all guilty and shit. Anyway, let me get this straight. Okay, let me try and read it in English. Because I am with her in the office, I can't take my eyes off her. So sick of a day plus I'm for office. I know the Fiji I. You're a day. Hey, pigeon, you want to be in trauma? I had to literally translate into English before reading the pigeon again. Anyway, sometimes I feel see I'm for office stuff, then I make hard. Hey, uncle, with your soul tie. So, Charlie, how I feel end this thing? Or unless I quit? Bro, hey, it's like cocaine.
Oh, quit. You know what? Baby, Himalayan, this is a test of your, self-discipline. That's what it is. And you are what you believe. With the mama who quotes, you are what you believe, but she idea sim creating.
You know, let me just say this. It's like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. Brother, you've gone to eat a married woman. One, she has experience. She knows her body. She knows exactly what she wants, how to get it, and then how to make you deliver.
The marriage PR going on in this episode is a lot. Please. Let's break it down.
You see, at the end of the day, right, you are fucking an experienced married woman who is thirsty. So she's going to show you all their skills. And when your brain gets to a point where it's excited, it has popped, you know, just like how difficult it is for people to, you know, get off certain drugs like cocaine and stuff. That's what you are facing. Like when you see her, you root, you know, dentists. So right now you have to go cold turkey. And if you've watched movies before, how cocaine people just lock themselves up 3 days, not shame, not awful, so not fit.
Not cocaine.
Now you're
brand new
suit. I mean, that's the best image I can draw because most of us do watch movies. You know, not all fit, vomiting, you know, shaking. Then after the fever breaks, then you go to rehab.
Yeah, I'm vomiting of another person. That's a lot of, you know, what are you going through?
No, my point is, he needs to, I mean, that was the cocaine experience from movies, but my point is he needs to win himself off the woman. So he needs to find a distraction, you know, find a friend who would help him through it because Charlie, waka.
The problem is these are two people who are insanely attracted to each other. That's what it is. If it was like a pity fuck from one of them, oh, let me do it. It wouldn't be going this far. They find themselves. He says he gets hard when he sees it. If you know, you know. You have that one each other like, you like the hot flashes, the flashbacks, sorry, not hot flashes. The flashbacks come and then it's like, you know what I mean? So this is two people who are finding themselves insanely attracted to each other. That's what I'm saying. Himalayan is a test of your self-discipline. Can you consciously train yourself to like control it? If you can't, look for a higher paying job and quit. Honestly. Because sometimes you pick your battles out of sight, out of mind. And how are you going to do that at your place of work? Can you take a 1 month leave?
Hey, maybe but shut him. Call yeah,
short term goal, take a leave. Take a 2 week leave. Short term goal. Just take a 2 week. But what if he comes back and then like the passion is raging? Cause been a while. Even without seeing here, you'll be driving to work with the hat on.
And then they're straight and they're office bathroom on. Did they be free of a no?
Oh, that doesn't mean it's gonna happen.
No, but anyway. You see, oh man, this is a lot. It sounds easy, guys. Like if you're listening to us, it sounds easy, like, oh, why doesn't he just quit? But I think Joseph and I know enough stories to know a lot of people find it very difficult to quit shit like that. I mean, the friend I was talking about who, when I was reading, I just remembered his story. It went as far as the husband found out and put a tracker in his wife's car. So the wife would drive to my friend's place, you know, spend time, you know, after work. And then from there, what be eight, nine, and then she goes home and then she uses the excuse of, oh, I was waiting out the traffic with one of my girls. And of course, girls, they always have that one friend who always say, oh yeah, she was with me. Meanwhile, you didn't have a party in there, they claim backstrokes. So it's wild.
And it, a woman.
You see, and it took my friend going like, this is ridiculous. I'm too young to be, you know, tailed by someone's husband and to be in this whole drama. So he just put his feet down. I was like, you know what? You trussle. You understand? The woman was like, nah, we can continue. And, you know, the man even came to threaten him at a point, but the woman was like, oh, nah, we can continue. We can find a better way to make it more secretive. But he was like, nah, like, it's done, because he came to that epiphany like, this is too much. So maybe for this particular person, Himalayan salt, maybe it something dramatic has to happen where it hits him like, shit, this is a bit too much. Then he stops, because you are getting a hard on in the office over head. Yeah. And there's a new girl in, you know, in the picture that you're trying to explore. Like I said, really a soul tie. It will take prayers and discipline.
Maybe as a sex addiction. That could be another thing.
To her, because maybe the woman they show him things way no girl the fish show him. So okay. The body remembers.
So honestly, Himalayan, this is what it is. You know what I mean? We'll be in the day, make a show. So we'll be free, but I look for a higher paying job. But like, yeah, put yourself to the limit, test it. Maybe go to therapy. I don't know. It's a bit extreme.
And it is. He just, like you said, discipline. He needs to talk to the woman and say, you know what? We've had our fun. It needs to end here. And they both have to take steps to, you know, yeah. But it's easier said than done.
Here's a quick tip. If the new girl you're talking to is down to fuck, you should start fucking her. Maybe that might bring a certain level of excitement that you can see as the trade-off. Because I feel like it's difficult if right now you are just like in a talking stage and you're getting some, right? And then I come to disrupt the one they are getting in the hopes that the talking stage becomes something. But like, I'm not saying persuade her, but like, if she's down to fuck, maybe y'all should start fucking as part of getting to know each other and, you know, see where it goes.
But isn't that replacing one problem with another? I mean, just thinking out loud. You know what I mean? So then you become addicted to this new girl, and then maybe she dumps you, and then now you can't
date any other girl. Oh, please. Everything is a risk. Why do you think we are out here from two-week talking stages to three-week situationships to one day we thought this was going to be... Like, people are walking out on things they don't like, so you're not committed to anything forever. But anyway, look, y'all be living some wild lives in Accra. And every day, the older I get, I realize that the stories that we're seeing in Account Drama and Venus Film Production, they were not real. Absurd. Like, they are very possible to happen. Like, somebody can definitely pull up, and then people will spray flowers over the feet, and she'll walk on it and come to your house and tell you to stay away from a man that she loves. Like, that could randomly be happening to you. Because girls had cliques. Don't play. Girls had cliques in the neighborhoods. So, like, don't go and mess with a girl from Teshi. What are you talking about? Don't go. You know? So.
It does get crazy. Especially when, like, the guy, he has to get disciplined. I'll say that. That's a guy there. You might be aware why you have to be disciplined about it. For price kakraton, you know, yeah, sometimes they dig, they lead you, but for price kakraton, because if you are not disciplined about this one, you keep tailing the woman, sign, she'll keep fucking you, sign, so she gets tired, dumps your ass, and then now you're crying over broken heart from a woman who's already married, and then she gets to go back to her husband. So if he wants to quit, and then, you know, explore this new relationship that's on the horizon, yeah, then, Charlie, for look sharp.
So guys, listen, this is our first episode that we're going to be giving to you in this format. I hope you've enjoyed it. Some of you are getting to know Kwame through his questionable takes. And this is a great way to get to know him, honestly. And also to get to know the other side. Because, you know, sometimes when we're with the guests, you know, you have to put on like, hey, black hole, so I had that's, you know what I mean? We have some stripped down bare BTS at home vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll post my setup. I'm literally sitting under my clothes dryer with two duvets covering me and a foldable table in front of me, my Mac and like a few snacks. I'm sure you've heard the noises. But we pulled it through and we're going to be doing that every other week. And so that's the format. Okay. Go and tell us on the mountains, over the hills and far away that it's a new format and put people on. Please, this year, I'm telling people, look, I don't care if it comes as e-begging or whatever, whatever modern term you people have coined to tear down group supports and teamwork. But please, every day, make it a mission to tell somebody to listen to Sincerely Accra. Post our stuff on your stories. Post it. I beg you. Please. Please. Oh, are we not stopped? Mama, who prize to win him? You know me, I don't like to be perceived. Oh, I don't have the energy to go online and come back. What the hell? What are you doing? You're getting this for free. Ace goddamn yes, y'all. For free. With your Apple Music, with your Netflix, with your phone, share. All we're asking is for you to share and comment and share the link. Hey, this is very evil. We did a survey, the survey that we did recently, and other people are like, because like you're looking at the numbers that are listening and are engaging, it's like, it's not transition on social media. And then these people are going to tell us in the survey that, oh, they just don't want to be perceived online. But that's right. Like, the overwhelming percentage of people that answered this thing this way. I was like, what the hell is this?
You know, the era we're in. I was rooting for you.
We were all rooting for you out of hell. Learn something from this. I've never screamed at a girl like this in my life.
Charlie.
Friday night, I'm wasted. The night feels amazing. The boy needs to wind down. I don't need the basics. I see a fine booty. Excuse me, no need to be rude. You seem lonely, you coolie. You don't have to be moody. You're sweetie like Muscatella. Tell me why would you cheer up? You're one of a kind, I'm one of a kind. It takes two to enjoy up. I see you like movie or hipster. Mr. Kubi, Mobito. She waste my time, I don't mind. All I need is your name and your number. I drink it, she drink it, we get it so naughty. Next thing I know, she dey feel on my body. As long as she's with it, there's no need to worry. She cool and I'm cool, but I'm feeling some more heat. A sweetie like Muscatella.
She's got a wicked flavor.
A sweetie like Muscatella.
She's got me standing chill.
I got a message from Vincent, also known as Idiaba. He says to give a shout out to Nastefi, Inside Teshi. Shout out to you, Nastefi. Apparently, she's like my number one fan. That's what he said. Joseph, she's your number one fan. I said, hey, number one fan, they be a meeting will be a me cool. He says, why the number one? Imagine if I have money and I do like an Olympics of number one fans and I put them through like trivia, physical exercises and things, roadblocks. And like, I'll ask them questions about myself and things. And like, the winner gets something. That'll be a very interesting,
what in
thing.
The Hoffnoff show is that?
You are a real millennial. A dance not millennial. Yeah, the Hoffnoff show. You remember there was even the other one. That one, they used to do it outside. Doing teams.
Maybe I loved it. I forgot what it's so called. Much.
Dutchwella TV. Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. The Germans raised us, so DWTV.
Baby. Back when we were clean. Anyway, yeah, shout out to you now, Steph, Inside Teshi. That is your shout out from Vincent. Okay, Kwame, let's bring it home.
Yep. Charlie, guys, please go and watch our YouTube videos. Let the audio, you know, numbers. We have a lot of listeners on the audio side. Please let it translate into the video side. The audio, you know, when you are cleaning the house, watching, no, driving, going on a long drive, you know, on your commute to work, whatever, listen to it. And then when you
listen to it on YouTube in your car too.
Yes.
Just put it on. When you're going to bed, put it on. Where is the dedication? Treat us like Beyonce. Don't, how dare you give us the streams?
Because guys, we really put a lot of work into those videos. So please, please, please watch the YouTube videos, comment, share, like, you know, Charlie, let people know that sincerely I crown say what dumb. Stop leaving the YouTube and, you know, leaving it dry like that. There's a lot of work there. So yes, please go and watch our YouTube videos. Encourage people to watch and subscribe. And then, of course, for the audio side to, you know, do your thing. We love you guys here. You guys have shown us so much love on the audio side. So Charlie. Yeah, this is going to be a new format. It's going to be as raw as possible, less
a
editing.
New color,
it's
a new wig, a bus, another one, a club, an airport.
I hate the fact that I know.
Another one.
I know another this cultural movement.
Another one. Yes, people. Anyway, I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Gold Coast. I don't know where that came from.
I know exactly where it came from.
Is it, I don't know where it came from.
Is it Miss the girl who represented Ghana with the short cuts in the last year? She went for a Miss something and she came top five. She when she was introducing herself, that's exactly how she introduced herself.
Oh,
but,
yeah, it's true. When she did the
that's where it came from.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, come on. Clog it. All right, guys. Listen, keep checking for us because you know it's always a good time. And at a whole city of Accra, sincerely Accra is where you come for the fun and the good time. Listen. In the words of the very popular philosopher, Belcalis Almanza.
Jesus.
Your niggas ain't doing the numbers that my last shit did. You hate on me? Check how the last bitch did. You think you see insincerely a cry in something when bitch you bugging. We got more money than the niggas that you be fucking. I got champagne in my crib. You know how I live. My crib look like the mall. The mall look like my crib. I'm the reason why. Listen. All right. That's my message.
Please. That was Cardi B. If you're four, I'm here for you. That was Cardi B.
Okay. Bye. I'm going to bed.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.